Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans are once again focusing on the number of migrants flooding the southern border. Texas Republican Chip Roy says Biden administration immigration policies are destroying America.
It is a purposeful effort to deluge our society and to undermine our way of life, to destroy Western civilization.
While Congressman Roger Williams of Texas says some migrants are a threat to Americans.
Millions of fighting age men and women are making their way into our communities and draining American resources, infecting all of you out in the audience.
A reported Senate deal on border security in exchange for funding for Ukraine and Israel is said to be dead in the water in the House. The maker of recalled sleep apnea machines has agreed to halt sales in the United States.
Device maker Philips has recalled over 5 million pressurized breathing machines because of a risk that causes the machine's internal foam to break down over time. That would cause users to inhale tiny particles and fumes while they sleep. The problem was first announced in mid-2021, and efforts to repair the issue have dragged on for years. Under a new agreement between Philips, the Food and Drug Administration, and the Department of Justice, the company has agreed to continue servicing old machines, but stop the sale of new ones. Philips faces similar legal challenges in Canada, Australia, Israel, and Chile, according to a company update. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Shock and grief are rippling across Georgia after the U.S. Defense Department announced three Army Reserve soldiers from the state were killed in that weekend drone strike in Jordan. Those killed were identified Monday as Sergeant William Jerome Rivers of Carrollton, Specialist Kennedy Sanders of Wake, Specialist Breonna Alexandria Moffitt of Savannah. On Wall Street, up by 224 points, the NASDAQ rose 172. This is SRN News. The president will have a special guest at his State of the Union address this year.
Mr. Biden has invited Kate Cox, a Texas woman who sued the state for the right to abort her unborn baby because the child was suffering from a disability. Cox lost the case of leaving Texas to abort her child. Presidents invite people to the State of the Union to make a point, and Mr. Biden has made it very clear he will campaign hard for abortion in 2024. He says if reelected, he will do his level best to revive Roe v. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Evangelical leaders and pro-family advocates are cheering the Republican-dominated Ohio for overriding Governor Mike DeWine's veto of transgender legislation. The bill bars sex change operations for children and bans males from competing against females in sports. At least 23 states have now enacted laws restricting or banning sex change surgery. The opioid fentanyl has killed more Americans under the age of 50 than any cause. Now Virginia's Attorney General is joining the DEA to warn the emergency fatal threat of mixing the animal tranquilizer xylazine.
A bill proposed by Virginia Attorney General Jason Mieres would criminalize making and giving xylazine to humans. He says a deterrent is needed because xylazine is life-saving care.
What makes this particularly onerous is that Narcan, which is this life-saving drug that has saved countless lives, xylazine takes that option away. If you mix it with fentanyl, Narcan's not going to work to revive you.
Mieres warns that xylazine and fentanyl are mixed with Adderall, Xanax, and other counterfeits, so just one pill can kill. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.